paying attention to details and facts. You're welcome. We're getting back to work now in 2020. It's time. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, January 6th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the surge of support for the Second Amendment spreading across the nation. Residents of Virginia prepare for radical anti-gun laws to be passed by the radical left-wing Democrats now in charge there. Number two, Congress will be back in session this week, and that means it's time for something to happen on impeachment. I mean, after all, the House voted 2.5 weeks ago to impeach the president, but never took the next required step. And number one, Iran threatens to attack the United States while the president warns of grave consequences if the regime follows through. That after the attack that killed General Soleimani there in Iraq outside the airport at Baghdad. Of course, Soleimani was a general linked to the killing of more than 600 American soldiers, a man that has been connected to Gold Star families here in the United States for devastating American military in different attacks at different times, and was preparing, we are told, to attack more American military, potentially civilians, was behind the attack at the American embassy in Iraq. And you have to ask yourself, of course, if this was a man of peace, was he in Baghdad for a family reunion? Was he there for a picnic? Of course not. Of course not. He was there to build on his successes of stirring up locals and attacking the American embassy in Baghdad. And so now, Soleimani has been killed. A Predator drone fired 4 rockets, taking out his car and another car. He was dismembered. He was identified by a big ring that he wore on his right hand, I believe it was. And so he's been taken out. And now you listen to the scrambling ramblings of the left, apologizing and defending Iran. Michael Moore, an example. AOC, an example. Ilhan Omar, an example. It's appalling, but it's predictable. Watch these godless Democrats running to defend Iran and their terrorist government and saying America had committed a war crime and all of this other nonsense. America took out a man who had been designated a terrorist in 2005. A man who was designated a terrorist by this government all the way back in 2005, believed to be a direct threat to more military action in the Middle East in the days to come. And we took him out. We did the right thing. Of course, Iran now threatened to attack the White House and have put an $80 million bounty on the head of President Donald Trump. These are the steps. And you listen to these people. Are we starting World War III? My daughter asked me that because I said, where would you hear such a thing? It's all over social media. That was over the weekend. Are we starting World War III? No, we're killing a man who we can directly link to the killing of 600-plus American military personnel, men and women. We killed a man who was plotting to attack more American sites, be it sites for civil protection or sites for embassies throughout the Middle East, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Israel. Soleimani was a bad man. Everybody knows it. And it's appalling and galling to listen to the Democrats try to defend Iran, try to defend the idea that somehow he should have been left alone. Because here's the logic. Well, we've attacked Soleimani, and so therefore, Iran might attack us. Can you imagine if that were the mindset of those going after Osama bin Laden or any of the other terrorists linked to 9/11? Well, you know, gosh, they might attack us. What if we kill ISIS soldiers? Well, what if they attack us back? Really? I'm sure glad these folks weren't in charge before D-Day in World War II. We'd all be speaking German and Japanese. At any rate, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, laid it out quite clearly over the weekend in a number of different interviews. I want to go to the one on Meet the Press, I believe it is. Mike Pompeo warning Iran that if they come after us, the consequences get bigger and more real. It's bite number 4 from Mike Pompeo about Iran and their possible retaliation. Bite 4, go.
Very clear the world's a safer place today. Qasem Soleimani no longer walks the planet. You know the history. Hundreds of thousands of people in Syria, millions of refugees, Lebanon, Beirut, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, death to Americans in Iraq in the earlier war. This was a bad guy. We took him off the playing field. And that's important because this was the fellow who was the glue, who was conducting active plotting against the United States of America, putting American lives at risk. President Trump made the right decision to stop Qasem Soleimani from the terror campaign that he'd been engaged in against America not only 5 years ago and 10 years ago, but on December 27th, when an American was killed by Khatib Hezbollah at the orchestrated direction of Qasem Soleimani, and to prevent the future plans that the terrorist Soleimani had in front of him. The world is a safer place. We're taking the actions that we need to take to protect American interests, not only in Baghdad and in Iraq, but throughout the region.
Not only in Baghdad and Iraq, but throughout the region, and really throughout the world. This is a guy who tried to assassinate a Saudi Arabian ambassador in New York City in 2011. Did you hear that part of the story? Yeah, they tried to kill a Saudi Arabian ambassador, a diplomat, in New York City on American soil in 2011. It was foiled by Homeland Security. But let me demonstrate for you the problem that the left has when it comes to this narrative. When killing terrorists is somehow a bad thing, who do you think that sells with if you're a voter? Killing terrorists is a bad thing. On whose authority? On the authority of more than 600 soldiers killed by this man in the Middle East. Let's go to bite number 7, and this will explain it quite well. Elizabeth Warren asked about this, asked about killing Soleimani. Elizabeth Warren being a leading voice of the liberal left. It's bite number 7 with Elizabeth Warren. Bite 7, you got it? All right, we don't have that yet. We're getting that. But Elizabeth Warren will be here because she defends the defenseless. She defends Iran. She defends the terrorist, which is it's unbelievable. It's reprehensible. It's galling, to say the least. And what do you say to the families when you travel to places like Iowa and New Hampshire? Do you tell the Gold Star families there, yeah, it would have been better if we had just let the guy go? Really? Let me explain this. It's pretty simple. When you kill terrorists, the world becomes a safer place. You know, remember all of the things that the left told you were going to turn into a bloodbath. Moving the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem would upset the Arab nations, would upset the Muslims, and there would be a bloodbath daily. It would be war in the Middle East. Didn't happen. Killing Soleimani, a terrorist general, is a huge blow to the Iranian regime, both in a military and a public relations, in both arenas. Make no mistake, killing him is a win in the military arena and in the public relations arena, because there are so many millions of Iranians that don't want this regime to continue, that would like to overthrow this regime, to bring back democratic principles to the nation of Iran. You cannot overstate how devastating this is to the Ayatollah, to the ruling sect, to any of it. And it's the Democrats that are out there defending the terrorists. It's the Democrats that are out there defending all of it as if somehow letting a terrorist live would make the world a safer place, which is absurd and obscene. Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament has called for the expulsion of U.S. troops. It's meaningless, basically. The Iraqi parliament has no power whatsoever. The Americans are not going to leave Iraq anytime soon. But hey, if we did, I'd be all right with that. In many respects, I'd be all right with it. You know, let's pack up and get out. 14 after on a Monday. Welcome to 2020.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know what... Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.